Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry of Friends, praise God, where we come forth Monday through Friday. Yes, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time to read the Word of God. We're reading it out of the King James Version, the New King James Version. Please, once again, we're reading that out of the New King James Version, praise God, with the anointing and the theatrical, poetic pitch that we bring forth the word Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then we come forth on Sunday. Yes, we're coming on this Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. in the name of Jesus. God willing, we'll be able to come with a powerful message in Jesus' name. To first and foremost, want to give honor to God, because God is the one who's allowing us and making all of this possible. Because God is in control, who I've learned to surrender all unto him. I'm a mere steward, trusting that leading by his word, he can take me to where he wants to lead me and guide me and use me for whenever he needs to, just like he wants to use each and every one of you. Please understand the situation that many of us are going through right now. It's a point where God has given us a chance to increase our faith. See, this is about a faith walk. We're studying and we're reading in the Word of God now in Romans 10, verse 10. It says, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. That's why we're so influential to bring you the Word, reading the Word theatrically, but yet with the truth, not taking away from it and not adding to it, but reading exactly what's been inspired by God. I'm praying that it changes one's life. So I'm praying that it goes inside your heart and inside your soul. Share this word with someone, because now we're currently are in, praise God, the book of Numbers. Amen. That's a long one, book of Numbers. But as I was mentioning, I gave honor to God who is the head of my life. I then also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane, as many of us all need to do is put our wives and our better halves in the midst of our excitement and advancement. I also want to thank all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. You know, those blessings are coming forth from the prayers and the love tokens that have been moved in for the ministry in which we have here. We thank you. We thank you for your tithes and your offering. We thank you for your support with David and Diane Ministry and Friends. 1 cent is just as much as 1,000 miscents. We thank you for everything. We thank you for all things. But at the same time, we're thanking you. We're asking for your help. We're asking for those who believe in Jesus, those who trust God, and those who believe in healing to stand with me and my brother, Andrew, Minister Andrew Orlander. We want to pray. We want to pray for his mother in the situation which she now is in. We know that God has brought forth a magnificent blessing for him, a calling for him, because the faith and the trust that he has is going to bring him through. We pray right now. We pray right now for God to bless him with patience and temperance and meekness and to continue to follow and stand on your word. We pray that he also heals and delivers the sickness that's within his mother. We thank God for that right now in the name of Jesus. We want to ask each and every one of you to join us in prayer, unifying, baptized, believing, pleading the blood of Jesus. Let's stand in agreement. Touch and agree in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you boldly before the throne of grace, Lord, being obedient unto your word and recognizing you, Father God. You, God, as being the creator of all, that before anything you were and are. We know, God, that you have the answer to healing of any sickness or disease. We know we have the answer to delivering from any burden and pressure that we may have. We know you have the answer to delivering us, Lord, into the promised land. But even as we come before you on our obedience today, Lord, we pray asking and need and help that you come forth and heal your woman of God who you have allowed to be where she is on today. We're coming forth right now, God, as her son stands in the gap for her and all of us throughout the world. Pray for healing upon her. Minister Andrew Orlander's mother, Mrs. Orlander, we pray in the name of Jesus for God to bring forth healing upon her. We pray that God also speaks to her heart and to her mind to bring her closer to him. We pray that, God, you bring and open the eyes and the mind of the doctors and the nurses. Let those who are orderly and taking care of her, Father God, be mindful to see and recognize anything that is out of the ordinary, and then make a healing process. And, Father God, take care of that situation to bring her home, to bring her home. Father God, you are God. You are the God of the heavens and the earth. You are the God who is in the beginning, you are now, and you will be always, even until the end. And the same God that was yesterday is the same God that is today. When you made the blind man see, when you made the deaf man hear, and when you made the lame man walk, we stand on faith, trusting that you also will increase her faith as well as his. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance for the prayer report, the praise report that we have towards Miss Olander and Miss Minister Angie Olander, that, Father God, you bless him and the entire family. Then we also pray those who are coming in agreement with us on today, that many of us out there have needs, wants, and desires, that we pray, Lord, for the person who's suffering in the horrors of addiction, that one who's ailing with the difficulties in being able to walk, that one who has a situation with their husbands or with their wives or even with their children. We pray, God, that there will be peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your peace, Lord God, that compasses all understanding. Thank you to help us to keep reminding us to turn to the hills which cometh your help. For you said your help comes from you. We stand in your word, Lord. We're thanking you with praising your name. For praises go up, you said blessings will come down. So we pray that blessing to be upon those who have sickness and disease. We pray for those who families have been separated or moved apart. We pray for those in the name of Jesus who are suffering in the horrors of addiction or in the moments of bereavement. Lord, we pray for your deliverance and peace. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you in advance in Jesus' name for the financial blessings, Lord, that you will provide all of our needs according to your riches in glory, that no one will be in want, but let us be in need of your richness and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for what you've provided for us on today, even so, and that, Lord, your word that we read even on now, that they touch the heart, souls, and minds of those who desire to want to seek your faith. We thank you, Lord. We thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. And just as we continue, Lord God, we stay focused on you, knowing that one day I never could have made it without you. In Jesus' name, keep us
strong.
We'll be right back.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I never
I'm wiser. And I'm better. So much better. Many of you can say that today. Many of you can say that today. Thank you, Jesus. We're currently in the book of Numbers. Book of Numbers, chapter 1. Let us read. Now, the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, first in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt. See, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their family, by their father houses, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron should number them by their armies, and with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one the head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. From Reuben, Eliezer, and son of Shedeur. From Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. From Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab. From Issachar, Nathanael, the son of Zohar. From Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Elam. From the sons of Joseph. From Ephraim, Elshama, the son of Amnahab. From Manasseh, Gamaliel, and the son of Pedazar. From Benjamin, Ebenon, the son of Gideon. From Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. From Asher, Pagel, the son of Eshkron. From Gad, Elishaph, the son of Deu. From Nephthali, Ahira, the son of Ammon. These were chosen from the congregation, leaders of the father's tribe, heads of the divisions in Israel. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they recited theirs ancestry by families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years and above, each one individually. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now, the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben over 26,500 from the children of Simeon genealogies by their families, by their father's house, of those who were numbered according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon were 29,300. From the children of Gad, the genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Gad was 45,650. From the children of Judah, their genealogies by their fathers, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Judah were 74,600. From the children of Issachar, the genealogies by their families, father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. From the children of Zimran, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. That's 57,400 from the sons of Joseph. The children of Ephraim, their genealogies by their families, by their fathers, also according to the number of names. 20 years old in the movie. All who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. From the children of Manasseh, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. Those from the children of Benjamin, their genealogy, by their families, by the father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. From the children of Dan, their genealogies by their families, their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Dan were 62,700. From the children of Asher, their genealogies by their family, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Asher 541,500 from the children of Nephilim. Our genealogies in the family by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those were the number of the tribe of Nephilim, was 53,400. Are the ones who were numbered from Moses and Aaron, numbered by with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's house, from 20 years old, all who were able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their fathers. Tribe, for the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, only the tribe of Levi ye shall not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you should appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over the tabernacle, over the tabernacle testimony, over all its furnishings, and all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the Levites tabernacle is to be set up, yes, Levites shall set it up. The outsiders who come near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every one by his own camp, every one by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that thou may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. For the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. They did. Numbers chapter 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, every one of the children of Israel shall keep by his own standard, besides the emblem of his father's house, they shall come some distance from the tabernacle of meeting on the east side, toward the rising of the sun. Those who the standard of the forces with Judah shall come according to their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be the leader of the children of Judah. And his army has numbered at 64,600. Those who kept near him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathanael, the son of Zerah, shall be the leader of the children of Issachar, and his army was numbered at 54,400. Then comes the tribe of Zebulun, and Eliab, the son of Elam, shall be the leader of the children of Zebulun. Then his army was numbered at 57,400. All who were numbered according to the armies of the forces with Judah, 186,400. These shall break camp thus. On the south side shall be the standard of the forces with Reuben according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Reuben shall be as their Shedir, and his army was numbered as at 46,500. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the leader of the children of Simeon shall be Shelemiah, the son of Zerushadiah. And his army was numbered at 59,003. Then comes the tribe of Gad, and the leader of the children of Gad shall be Elisha, the son of Ruel, and his army was numbered at 45,650. All who were numbered according to their armies of the horses with Reuben, 141,450. They shall be the second to break camp, and the tabernacle of meeting shall move out with the camp of the Levites in the middle of the camp. As they camp, they shall move out, everyone in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the forces of Ephraim, according to their armies, and to the leader of the children of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amminadab. And his army was numbered at 40,500. Next to him comes the tribe of Manasseh, and the leader of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzer, and his army was numbered at 32,200. Then comes the tribe of Benjamin. The leader of the children of Benjamin shall be Abadan, the son of Gideonah, and his army was numbered at 35,400. All who are numbered according to the armies of the force with Ephraim, 108,100. They shall be the third to break camp. The standard of the forces with Dan shall be on the north side according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Dan shall be Ahizer, the son of Amnishadiah, and his army was numbered at 62,700. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Ophran, and his army was numbered at 41,500. Then comes the tribe of Nephthali. And the leader of the children of Nephthali shall be Ahira, the son of Anan. And his army was numbered at 53,400. All who were numbered of the forces of Dan, 157,600, shall break camp lies with the standard. These are the sons who were numbered by the number of Israel, by their fathers' houses. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did according to all the Lord commanded Moses. So they camped by their standards, and so they broke camp, each one by his family according to their house. Numbers chapter 3. Now, these were the records of Aaron and Moses when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn; Itamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the appointed priest from the consecrated to minister as priest, Nadab and Abihu, had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron their father, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him, and they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting, to be the works of the tabernacle. Also, they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle of meeting and all the needs of the children of Israel to do the work of the tabernacle. Are you shall give the Levites to Aaron. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to the priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, now, behold, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both men and beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness. by their father's house, by their families they shall number. Every male from a month old and above. So Moses numbered from according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. These are the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, Kehath, and Merari, right? And these were the names of the sons of Gershon by their families. Libni and Shimni. These are the names of the sons of Gershon by the family of Libni and Shimni. The sons of Kohath by their father's families. Amram, Izahar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by the family, Mahali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites by the family's house, father's house. From Gershon came the family of the Libnites and the family of the Shimites. These were the families of the Gershonites. Those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from the month old and above. Of those who were numbered, there were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were the camp behind the tabernacle westward, and the leader of the father's house of the Gershonites was Eliezer, the son of Levi. The duty of the children of the Gershon in the tabernacle meeting included the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, screen for the door of the court, the hinges of the court which are around the tabernacle and the altar, and the courts, according to all the work related to them. From Kohath came the family of the Amorites. The family of the Ishmaelites and the family of the Hebronites and the family of the Israelites. These were the families of the Kohathites according to the number of all the males from the month old and above. There were 8,600 keeping charge of the sanctuary. The families of the children of Kohath were the camp on the south side of the tabernacle, and the leaders of the father's house of the families of the Kohathites was Elishaphan, the son of Uzziel. Their duty included the ark, the tabernacle, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary which they ministered, the screen, and all the work related to them. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites with oversight of those who kept charge of the sanctuary. From Merari came the family of the Moalites, a And the family of the Mushites, these were the families of Merari. And those who were numbered, according to the number of all the males from the month old and above, were 6,200. The number of the leaders of the fathers, house of the families of Merari was Zeriel, the son of Abiel. These were the camp of the north side of the tabernacle and the appointed duty of the children of Merari, including the bars of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, its utensils, and all the work related to them, and the pillars of the court all around were there, with their sockets, their pegs, and their cords. Moreover, those who were to camp before the tabernacle on the east, before the tabernacle of meeting, were Moses, Aaron, and his son, keeping charge of the sanctuary to keep the needs of the children of Israel. But the outsider who came near was to be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord, by their families, all the males from the month old and above were 22,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from the month old and above, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel and the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn of the livestock of the firstborn of Israel, so Moses numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded him, and all the firstborn males, according to the number of names from a month old and above, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. When the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock, the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels of for each one individually. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerahs, and you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his son. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites, from the firstborn of the children of Israel. He took the money, and 1,365 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron, to his son, according to the word the Lord. It the Lord commanded Moses. Amen. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Numbers chapter 1, 2, chapter, into chapter 3. Amen. So we'll start on Monday, chapter 4, of the book of Numbers. But once again, let's pray. And as you pray, please, I ask you to share in the congregation and praying for our brother, his family, who has an ill mother on this evening, this day of June 10th of 2022, we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, as we come before you on today, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for the commitment and dedication in which we now have been to the cleansing of our soul, to continue to commit ourselves to you, trusting in you, obeying your commandments and following your ordinances and rules and letting us know which way we should go. We pray, Lord, that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how much we didn't get it right. But help us in the name of Jesus to get it right. Speak to our hearts, our minds, and our soul, and strengthen us and give us that faith to continue to stand forth, moving mountains and recognizing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We also realize in the name of Jesus that every tongue that rises up against us, you said, shall be silent. You said that, Lord. That's your word. We stand on your word on today. We stand on your word that you said you never see a seed begging for bread. You never see the seed forsaken or begging for bread. You said that. We trust and stand on your word. So, Father, we pray that you speak and touch the hearts of those that are in need for change. Deliver those that are in need for deliverance. And baptize those that are in need of a baptism. Lord God, we thank you. Give them the Spirit of God to help move forward and continue to stand strong. Until we meet again, Lord God, we pray. We pray in the name of Jesus, as we never have seen the righteous forsaken. We never have seen a seed begging for bread. We also realize that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Believing in him that he will bring us through. Please also understand that if you are your friend, feel free to send that to Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, D-A-D-I-D, 1968, Mills@yahoo.com. God bless you.